Genesis chapter 29. So Jacob went on his journey. This is after he's seen the vision of the stairway leading to heaven, and God has assured him that he will look after him and bring him back. He's running away from Esau, his brother, because he's deceived Esau. So he came to the land of the children of the east, and he looked, and behold, a well in the field, and behold, three flocks of sheep lying there by it, for out of that well they watered the flocks. The stone on the well's mouth was large. There all the flocks were gathered. They rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the sheep, and put the stone again on the well's mouth in its place. Jacob said to them, "My relatives, where are you from?" They said, "We're from Haran." He said to them, "Do you know Laban, son of Nahor?" That was his uncle. They said, "We know him." He said to them, "Is it well with him?" They said, "It is well. And look, Rachel, his daughter, is coming with the sheep." Now, one reason why Jacob had gone there was to marry somebody from his mother's family so that he wouldn't marry one of the unbelievers in the land of Canaan. And here he gets there to the area. He comes to the well, and there is a young woman who was presumably looking like she was eligible to get married, and she was coming with the sheep. He said, "Behold, it's still the middle of the day, not time to gather the animals together. Water the sheep and go and feed them." They said, "We can't until all the sheep are gathered together." And they roll the stone from the well's mouth. "Then we water the sheep." Well, while he was yet speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. It happened when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. So that was required a huge amount of strength. And I think he got that huge strength because he saw Rachel and he fell in love with her. Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and cried. Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother and that he was Rebekah's son. She ran and told her father. It happened when Laban heard the news of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet Jacob and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house. Jacob told Laban all these things. Laban said to him, "Surely you are my bone and my flesh." He lived with him for a month, and then Laban said to Jacob, "Because you're my brother, should you therefore serve me for nothing? Tell me, what will your wages be?" Laban had two daughters. The name of the older was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah's eyes were weak, presumably she was blind a bit, but Rachel was beautiful in form and attractive. Jacob loved Rachel. He said, "I'll serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter." Laban said, "It is better that I give her to you than that I should give her to another man. Stay with me." Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. They seemed to him but a few days for the love he had for her. Jacob said to Laban, "Give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go into her." Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. It happened in the evening that he took Leah, his daughter, and brought her to him. He went into her. Laban gave Zilpah, his handmaid, to his daughter Leah for a handmaid. That's a female servant. It happened in the morning that, behold, it was Leah. So presumably the bride was covered with a veil, as it was done in those days. Remember, Rebekah was like that when she first came to Isaac. And so Jacob only realized in the morning that this woman he married, who he thought was Rachel, was in fact not Rachel, but her sister Leah. He said to Laban, "What is this you've done to me? Didn't I serve with you for Rachel? Why then have you deceived me?" Laban said, "It's not so done in our place to give the younger before the firstborn. Fulfill the week of this one, and we will give you the other also, for the service which you will serve with me yet 7 other years. So Jacob, who had deceived his father in the darkness, being deceived. So that's often what happens in life, that what we do to other people ends up being done to us. And it's not just for the sake of it, as we say, poetic justice. It's so that we might learn.
Imagine he really did want to go up with Rachel.
Yeah, that's right. He really did love her. So Jacob did this and fulfilled her week, and he gave him Rachel, his daughter, as wife. So Jacob spent 14 years serving for his wives. And we wonder what would have happened if he'd have just accepted the hand of Providence and married Leah and left it at that. Laban gave to Rachel, his daughter, Bilhah, his handmaid, to be her handmaid. He went in also to Rachel, and he loved also Rachel more than Leah, and served with him yet 7 other years. Now that isn't a good position, is it? To have favourites, just like Rebecca loved Jacob more than Esau. Now Jacob loves Rachel more than Leah.
So how long did he end up working?
Well, it seems at least 14 years, but 7 years... Yeah, 7 plus 7 is 14. But there's another place where it says that he also served Laban for his animals. So he could have been there really quite a long time. Yahweh saw that Leah was hated, and he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. She couldn't have children. Leah conceived and bore a son, and she named him Reuben, for she said, "Because Yahweh has looked at my affliction, for now my husband will love me." She conceived again and bore a son, and said, "Because Yahweh has heard that I am hated, he has therefore given me this son also." She named him Simeon. She conceived again and bore a son, and she said, "Now this time will my husband be joined to me, because I have borne him 3 sons, therefore his name was called Levi." She conceived again and bore a son. She said, "This time will I praise Yahweh." Therefore she named him Judah. Then she stopped bearing.
How many kids did she have?
Well, we're going to read that she did actually have some more children after this. And eventually Rachel does have 2 sons, Joseph and Benjamin. So it's not a happy situation. And this is what happens when we don't live by God's principles. Laban was dishonest, although he was supposed to be a believer. Jacob went along with polygamy, that is, having more than one wife, when I suppose ideally he shouldn't have done.
Yeah, but he really wanted to marry Rachel.
Well, he did want to marry Rachel, that's right. But he, well, it ended up, didn't it, in this not very pleasant situation. And it's just simply so that if we don't all follow the ways of God in a family, it's not a happy experience. But if we do, it all works out.